And we're back, the Sweat Angel Podcast. Today we are talking about customizable individual remote programs or in person in a functional fitness setting or a CrossFit gym. Sometimes they're not the same thing. But so let's just define this as two things. Group fitness in a group model where a bunch of people work out together and they do the WOD or the workout of the day, or a individual where you kind of come in and do your own thing. I think both have their merits, but I think for the most part, a general physical preparedness type program with a group setting is the most fun for a lot of people because they, you know, get the high five and commiserate and just have a, you know, a social experience. Although there comes a point with most athletes or gym members or fitness enthusiasts that want a little bit more. They see people doing things that maybe they can't do yet. And not that you should measure yourself, you know, with that stick is, you know, but it comes to the point where these guys want to, you know, get a pull up or a muscle up or a rope climb or a handstand push up or develop a better, you know, squatting game, get stronger legs. Maybe they're not great at running. Maybe their mobility sucks. Like whatever that is, we want to be able to sort of, you know, help these clients who are looking for a little bit more or maybe a different avenue that maybe they're not getting directly in a class setting. Although class settings, especially the way we structure them at Sweat Angel, are super organized. There's a method to our madness. They're highly coached. But they are also divided amongst the, you know, the amount of coaches to athlete ratio. In our classes, we always have one, sometimes upwards of two or even three, depending on the class size. So the coach athlete ratio is pretty high, but, you know, in the confines of a 60-minute class, you know, to work on a skill, you know, like a muscle up, you know, in the 10 or 15 minutes allotted for that, maybe in some classes isn't enough. And maybe that person doesn't have the requisite amount of upper body strength or false grip strength or gymnastic or thrust ability of the hips. And is that even a term? But the sort of the ability to coordinate the body to even begin those movements, you know, or, you know, you've seen it. We just did 18.3 for the CrossFit Open, and, you know, it's, you know, you just saw, you know, some people that were close and some people that were still developing those basic skills that will eventually get them there someday. So the question is, should we be giving our athletes, you as an athlete, should you be asking for a little bit more individualization? The answer is it depends. And that's sort of a cop out, but, it depends. Do you want more? I mean, are you cool with just coming into the class and just learning a little bit and sweating and, you know, kind of leaving? Or do you want to see yourself grow? For the most part, you know, most CrossFitters or functional fitness, you know, enthusiasts or whatever you want to call it, they always want a little bit more. And that's what sort of makes this whole functional fitness thing, CrossFit, so sustainable. It is, you know, it's something that we're always dangling that carrot out in front of you. Like, hey, I got this now, what's next? And that's why you see people stick with this for such a long time, because, you know, we're not putting just a premium on aesthetics, the way you look. Although if you work hard and you keep dangling that carrot out in front of you and you keep attacking those goals, you will, you know, aesthetically look closer to the way you want to look, because, you know, those, it's just the nature of, you know, all those things having to get dialed in order to get to the next step. You know, you're not going to be eating pizza and cake and ice cream every night if your goal is to get your first pull up, because your strength to body weight ratio might not be great, so we got to drop some pounds. So basically, is should I be doing a couple extra things in addition to the group classes, you know, to get my first pull up or muscle up or have a stronger back squat or clean and jerk? The answer is, if you really really want that, yes. It will put you on a faster track to those things, because in a typical CrossFit programming month, say 30 days, you may only heavy back squat like 3, maybe 4 times out of those days. Deadlift the same, maybe a heavy clean and jerk. Not that you're not getting any like capacity work at lighter loads. Like we're definitely using gymnastic air squats and like kettlebell or dumbbell or barbell thrusters at high volume, at a high rate of speed to develop different work capacities. But maybe you just want your legs to be a little bit stronger. That's just something you've aspired to do. Maybe you've always regarded your legs as a weak point, or maybe it's your shoulder strength, or maybe your low back feels weak. CrossFit and the program will, in the long term, will improve those things. But I'm cool with people wanting more. I'm cool with giving more if that's what they want. I'm also cool with telling you if you want so much more, that sometimes more is just more. Like you may be a person that already does a ton of work. You may be the person that runs to the gym, does the WOD, and then runs home, and then does a ROM WOD, and then does some extra stuff in your basement with your dumbbells. Sometimes those guys, it may be just extra work for the sake of being extra work. And, and a good coach can tell you, what path you're headed on. But to have a structured program that, like something like our coaches would do, like with a weekly email, like through like the Fitbot software system, where we would send you, 2 to 3 movements, 30 minutes, 45 minutes tops, 2 to 3 times a day, 2 to 3 times a week, to help you increase your back squat, to improve your snatch, to get your upper body pulling strength stronger so that you can do a muscle up at some point. I think that's awesome. I think, if you want to just spend a little extra time or make that like an off day where you're not in the gym, but maybe you're at your home gym and you are working, you have a squat bar and you have a bar and a squat rack and you are doing a basic squat program, maybe a 5x5 or maybe a Wendler style program or Hatch or some sort of crazy Bulgarian or Russian program, whatever your coach thinks that, is you are best suited for. Maybe, that's what you're doing on some of your days not in the gym, or, maybe your gym has a quiet corner that doesn't interrupt the class and you can work on some squatting on a rack, or it has platforms for maybe the Olympic lifters that are also doing some remote coaching programs, or individual design programs. The answer to the question is, do I need more? The answer is maybe. If you want more, that's a pretty solid yes or no. If you want more, you should have the option to get more. You should also have a coach that's honest with you and tell you that, hey, listen, you're just not there yet. You're just layering work on top of work without much result. There should be a measuring tool also. So there should be some sort of assessment at the beginning, some work, and then a retest to actually see that if you're getting stronger in the squat or your pulling strength has increased or your vertical or horizontal pressing strength has improved. If your aerobic capacity has improved, so let's say like on a rower doing repeated efforts of 5 or 1,000 meter rows with structured rest in between. Have you maintained a higher level of output during those during the course of your training, your individual training, and at the end of maybe like 3 months of training, you were able to improve your score on some sort of assessment or test? Those are all things that you can have a conversation with your coach about. But they all lead you closer, and at least in a direction to health and wellness. We just want to make sure that you're not doing too much, and at the same time, you're not doing too little. So, I would, if you're interested in getting more, I would talk to your coach, whatever gym you're at. If you're at my gym, you just grab one of the coaches or hit us up with a Facebook or an Instagram direct message. Or even on our website, we can give you the information for that. Or, if you're at another gym and you're not a part of our gym, you can still reach out to us. We can definitely remote coach you somewhere else. If you, have a home gym, you work out a different facility, you're not geographically located, and you want to sort of take advantage of maybe some of the experience and knowledge that like maybe our coaches have. Or if you belong to another gym on the other side of the world and you can't reach out to us somehow, you don't have access to the internet, so I don't know how you're listening to this podcast, but maybe your gym has some extra programming that that you can layer in there intelligently that is individually in custom design for you. So I'll touch more on this. I'll maybe do a follow-up episode. But I just was talking to my coaching staff, and I just had a lot of thoughts about it. And I just want to make sure that if people are interested in this, that it's that it has to be done intelligently and and just laid out nicely and conveniently, so that that it actually helps you improve your fitness and not just sort of layer more work on top of more work. So all right, well, that's it for today. I'll follow up with another episode, and if you have any questions, always reach out to me at CrossFitSweatAngel.com or direct message us on Facebook or Instagram. All right, guys, take care. Talk to you soon.